So this is a deep fake porn website.
Yeah.
Click on it.
No, I don't want to.
I'll do it.
And that's Emma Watson.
Does look like her as well.
Like, she was a fucking child in Harry Potter. This is...
very young version of her.
Yeah, it was probably exactly what they wanted, isn't it? Like, I absolutely did not want to see that of Hermione. That's actually made me feel a bit sick.
Oh, was yours going to be like this?
Sorry, I'm just... no. Like, mine isn't going to be like this. Thank God.
The AI revolution has made the internet awash with explicit deepfake porn. And the world is just waking up to this new wave of misogyny.
This is a global issue of women having their consent taken away. There's not a fucking thing we can do about it.
I'm Vicky Patterson, and as someone who has been subjected to horrific sexist online abuse, I'm going to use my platform to shed light on this new frontier of violence against women.
It looks like amateur porn, doesn't it?
Which makes it so believable.
To show how this technology is being used and to understand the impact this can have, I'll be making, creating, and releasing my own deepfake sex tape.
A woman's face is changed.
I want to find out why it's happening.
I don't really know what to say, short of you're a horrible little scumbag.
Who is doing it and how we can stop it.
I think I'm more sure than ever that I'm going to put it out, but doesn't mean I'm not scared.
Vicky stands side by side with a similar-looking white woman with long, wavy brown hair. The image glitches so that they're momentarily identical, then they've swapped sides. Vicky Patterson, my deep fake sex tape. Vicky's at home with her husband in Essex.
Your hair's a bit frizzy. I don't know if you want to put some hairspray in it.
I think you're being really pedantic, Eric, if I'm honest. I wouldn't have even noticed that. Fucking Vidal Sassoon over there.
Creating my own deepfake sex tape is risky for both my career and my new marriage.
Are we making a smoothie?
I'm going to make a smoothie, yeah.
Okay. It's very healthy for you.
I know. The whole, like, Red Bull and crisp diet I'm on at the moment is, like, really toxic.
And I'm worried about the impact it could have on my husband.
Ashton, how do you feel about what Vicky's doing?
The concept I'm a bit worried about. As a husband, as a partner, seeing like a fake sex tape being made is definitely hard to see for me, as well as her as well.
Listen, like, don't think for one single second that I expect you to be like 110% okay with this, because no. I know it's a big ask, and yeah. I know, like, we've just got married. Like, if you weren't nervous and you didn't feel some type of way, like, that would be strange in itself.
But listen, everyone knows it's not real.
Well, so everybody doesn't exactly know it's not real.
Until
we tell them. Are you going to be okay with that?
It's just a big thing to do.
It's just a weird conversation to have with you. We've been married, like, a month.
Yeah, it's strong.
A photo of Vicky sitting on Erkan's lap.
It might put pressure on our relationship, it might put pressure on you, your career. Listen, you've committed. I'm here to support. I'm not 100% on board, but...
I feel like we are doing the right thing, so get in the boat and row.
Later, Erkan's vacuuming while Vicky reads an article online headed... nearly 4,000 celebrities found to be victims of deepfake pornography.
Over the past decade, there has been a trend of using AI to create videos of celebrities like Scarlett Johansson and Margot Robbie in highly explicit and degrading scenarios.
Let's fucking do it.
Belfast.
To hear from someone who has been deepfaked, I'm going to meet a 29-year-old SDLP politician who is currently serving as a member of the Northern Irish Assembly.
We are in Northern Ireland today at their Parliament building. It's called Stormont. It's just behind us, the very big intimidating one. We're going to meet Cara Hunter, who's also the victim of deepfake abuse.
It is my obligation, along with everyone else in this chamber, to build a place that our people not only can survive in, but thrive in.
Cara has been working in politics since she was only 23.
How are you,
Cara?
So good to see you.
Yeah, I'm Vicky. How are you?
A pleasure. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thanks.
In 2022, 3 weeks before the Stormont election, anonymous trolls circulated a sexually explicit 40-second video clip using an image of Cara's face.
Do you mind showing me the video?
Yeah, I'll show you. So this is basically the video.
So the woman was doing like a handstand and performing a sex act on the fella while he performs a sex act on her as well. It's like, it looks like amateur porn, doesn't it?
And I think that's what made it so believable.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel comfortable watching it. Like,
yeah, it's hard.
Do you live in a sense of paranoia and fear, like, who's seen it, who hasn't?
Totally. I was walking down a street, a man approached me, referred to the video, and then asked for a sexual favour. It's horrifying that obviously people think that they've seen you engage in a sexual act, so that somehow enabled and opened up their behaviour towards you to be, like, openly, like, predatory, I guess. You know, when we think about political campaigning in Northern Ireland, we canvass, we knock doors. You know, I was getting people smirking at me, sniggering. There was a lot of shame. Yeah, I felt shame, even though I hadn't done anything. Even though it wasn't me, it may as well have been because it was so widely believed.
Are you any closer to finding out who did it? Do you want to know? Do you care?
I do want to know who did this. It's a hard guess, and it's the perfect crime because it's traceless. To this day, I still wonder, and I could be passing them in the street and I wouldn't even know.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wanted to ask you advice on something, and I'm very nervous about your reaction, actually. In order to immerse myself in the world of AI, we're going to create our own deepfake.
Wow, okay.
Using my likeness.
Oh, wow, okay. It's actually very clever in the sense of it opens up the conversation. It opens up a conversation around how easily this can be faked, easily believed. And there's such a bravery in you that you're willing to do that. That's incredible.
I'm scared about what people are gonna say.
Mm, of course. It's really scary, but I think go for it.
Although sexually explicit deepfakes are usually created by face swapping a person's image onto pre-existing porn footage, for my sex tape, I'm going to create my own content so everyone taking part can give their informed consent.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really nervous, actually.
I've recruited AI production specialists Christian and Ben to help me make my deepfake.
I just really wanted to ask what it is you need from me.
Ultimately, we need you, or we need your face to be no more than sort of 30, 35 degrees onto the camera at any one point.
It starts to break down when you get past about that kind of angle. It starts to find it difficult to find your face and place it correctly.
So just things to consider when you're plotting out what you want those shots to do.
Now I have a better sense of how the AI works. I need to plan what the sex scene will look like.
Oh, I don't feel like even the dog's like doggy, really. I think we keep it pretty vanilla, pretty amateur. I think we want to keep it believable, basically. I feel this is quite a tender moment. I don't know if that's integral for the move, but so uncomfortable.
A computer graphic of the cowgirl position.
Oh no. So I sent Erkan all the pictures of the sex scenes and he's just been tight. He says, why can't we ever do those ones? Oh, bless him. No one has got time to do three positions. It's 2024. I should never have sent them. He's just going to pester us on them now.
The Royal Albert Dock, Liverpool.
Although the majority of deepfake stories in the media are about celebrities, those who are most frequently victims are not in the public eye. They are ordinary women. And somewhat unbelievably, making non-consensual deepfake pornography is still completely legal.
Merseyside.
These are for Sophie. Like, I'm picking her up for a fucking date.
I'm going to see how this has affected 32-year-old mum of two, Sophie.
Hi, babe, you okay?
Come in.
I'm Vicky.
Hiya,
Sophie. These are for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Sophie was subjected to a long campaign of deepfake abuse by her sister's husband.
How did you first find out you'd been deepfaked?
I received a message on Facebook off an anonymous profile, and it was basically this man who been having conversations with my brother-in-law at the time, and it was on like a forum, and this particular thread that had the majority of the images that were of me was called Sophie Deserves Cum. And it is as vile as it sounds. So these were like the headshots of me that he'd uploaded. There's ones where I've got my legs wide open and no knickers on in a skirt. There were images of men that had ejaculated over my original photo and then uploaded a screenshot with the semen all over the phone. These are his fantasies. He's explaining it's gang rape.
And this is a man who's married to your sister?
Yep.
And I can understand how that must have been so disgusting for you to say.
The things that people have said, like, get your cunt out, Sophie, there's a good girl, it's so degrading. Whoever they decide is their sexual fantasy, at literally the touch of their fingertips, they've got access to that software.
With it being someone so close to you, how has that made you feel about the people in your life?
There are definite trust issues. And I know one of my biggest things is I panic when someone looks at me for too long, especially a man. I panic, have they seen? I am not the same person I was 2 years ago. Not in the slightest. Like, I'm signed off sick at the moment from work with stress.
What was the fallout of it?
The detective that we had at the time rang me and he informed us that he'd been released with no charge. Sorry, I'm getting really emotional. I fell to the floor in the kitchen and he explained that the deciding officer did not feel there was enough evidence to warrant it going to CPS.
Even though you had all this evidence?
Yeah. So that was that, and it was dropped. And I think I broke into 1,000 pieces. And I don't actually think Martin knew how he was meant to pick me back up again.
A street lamp comes on.
There's a part of us thinks like she's compartmentalised very well. The people who commit these crimes, they rely on women feeling shame and feeling embarrassed and remaining silent subsequently, because that's how they get away with it. We've got to take that away. I don't know how. Talking about it more. Man's really angry.
Vicky scratches her face, then tilts her head back.
I'm gonna cry and I don't want it.
Street lights glow white, then fade to black. A new day and water flows along a wide channel beneath a clear blue sky. The time on a clock tower is 2:20.
Sophie's story has highlighted to me just how powerless victims are in seeking justice against those who are making this type of content.
I'm Vicky.
I'm James.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. And you must be Vicky as well.
Hi, I'm Vicky.
Nice to meet you guys.
To talk about the gaps in the law, I've been given privileged access to Merseyside Police, who built a case around Sophie's brother-in-law, Carl.
There were 16 devices that required examination. It did take a member of my staff a couple of months to go through. Vicky's team did a great job searching the house and presenting the material to us to examine.
We developed intelligence which identified Carl as a suspect as part of an online child abuse investigation. The mail came to light. They'd been creating pseudo images of children.
So Carl was actually generating these images of children himself?
Yeah, he was.
It was because he was creating deepfakes of children that you were able to get like he was able to get prosecuted?
Yeah. So currently, as it stands, it's an outright offence to be in possession of pseudo images of children, whether it's AI generated or whether it's a physical actual image. If somebody is in possession of a digitally altered image of an adult that they've created, unless they've distributed it, that's not actually an offence at this stage.
So how was he creating these pseudo images?
So he was using an online application.
They take pictures from people's social media, from platforms like that, and they put them through these various different apps and create pseudo sexually explicit images.
That's what's happened in this case, yes. Both of adult females and of children.
I just keep thinking about having your own little kids and like living in your own happy little world, and you know, you've done nothing wrong, and then some fucking weirdo has done something like this and your whole life's just turned upside down.
The impact in families is massive, isn't it? Whether or not it's actual real world abuse or whether it's AI, you won't really care.
No.
The impact's the same.
Vicky nods solemnly. Now back in Essex.
One of the apps Carl was using to make sexually explicit images of children is available through a search on Google.
Vicky's sitting up in bed.
This is actually one of the platforms that Sophie's brother-in-law was using to create content. Right, so there are options. You can, the number one is undress. You can do lingerie, you can do bikini. You do cum shot. Fucking disgusting. I'm just going to go standard undress. So this is a picture of his at me hen do. Upload photo. Deep nude as underwear.
Vicky puts her hand over the image.
I don't know why I did that. I just instantly felt so uncomfortable. And like, I just need to look at it myself for a second.
Vicky turns the laptop away from the camera, then her mouth drops open as she stares at the image that the app has created.
I'm absolutely speechless.
Vicky's gaze is drawn back to her laptop screen, but her eyes dart from side to side.
There's just no way you'd think that wasn't my body. Squishy where mine's squishy. All I can think of is, what about the young lasses who've had this done to them, you know? I think this is really dangerous.
In the undressed filter photo, Vicky is posing nude while wearing a white wedding veil.
It's been quite a wake-up call, though, if I'm honest. For me, what's really scary about this is how accessible it is. How easy that all was. A couple of minutes, a couple of clicks, a picture of whoever. And you've got enough to, like, ruin someone's life.
Light glows from Vicky's bedroom window.
I've already heard about these stripping apps being used by adults to virtually undress underage children, but they are also being adopted by children themselves all over the UK and abroad. And it is becoming clear to me what a silencing effect being deepfaked can have on young girls, because I've spent months trying to find someone in the UK to share their story and everyone is too afraid to talk to me.
I'm not just paying you lip service here, mine. You could be sisters.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't know.
One of only a handful of girls in the world who has spoken publicly is 15-year-old Elliston.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. Could you start at the beginning for us, please, Elliston? Tell us what happened.
I was a freshman in high school. I was 14. I had homecoming and football games, the true American high school life. And I woke up one morning.
A chat stream opens with a message to Elliston reading, "Hey, Ellis, I need to talk to you, like, right now. Hey, sorry, was asleep. What's up?" Someone is editing those pictures and telling people it is our nudes.
Even though they weren't real, I still felt shameful and responsible. So that morning I had to go to school as if nothing was wrong. So I was terrified about who had seen these images. They were going apparently over Snapchat and Instagram, and I was terrified.
The messages continue. I'm so sorry this has happened to you. I didn't mean to scare you.
Did you ever find out who did it?
Yes, he was a student that I had classes with. Him and I were friends. I mean, he had given me a Bible, and he had also given a lot of the girls like snacks, and the fact that he would have these intentions to hurt us is really beyond me.
I just wanted to commend you, really, for speaking up. So many teenage girls who this is happening to, understandably, don't want to say anything.
I want to give everyone a voice for the people that don't have the ability to speak out for it.
Well done for being so brave.
Thank you.
Elston and her mum.
Do you know what was glaringly obvious there? They're in Texas right now, which is like, what, other side of the world? Rubbish at geography, but I know it's far. And they're having exactly the same issues and problems with this that we are here, you know? Whether it's like Sophie in Southport or Cara in Northern Ireland, doesn't matter. This is a global issue of women having their consent taken away. Not even women in some cases, girls, kids. There's not a fucking thing we can do about it. Just doesn't feel right at all.
Vicky sighs and looks away. Now a coach travels across a bridge spanning the River Thames.
Although political parties have discussed criminalising deepfake porn, they have been slow to sign anything into law.
My lords, there has been a huge increase in the use of nudify apps and the creation of deepfake porn.
Newly selected to the House of Lords, Baroness Owen is trying to get a private member's bill passed, which would make the creation of deepfakes a criminal offence.
Do I look a bit like Inspector Gadget?
No, you look fabulous.
Vicky's wearing a trench coat.
Do you think because actually it's not illegal to create this content, do you think that is really enforcing the idea in these guys' heads that I'm not doing anything wrong?
Google directs 68% of traffic to these sites.
No.
It's huge. Well, the biggest site has something like 13.4 million hits every single month. Unless in the British legislation we say this is illegal, tech's not going to react. No.
Is that what you'd like to happen? Legislation will change, government acts, and then the tech giants,
they will have to respond. Yeah. I am hopeful that it would form some kind of pincer movement around what they are allowed to do and take more accountability for women's images being used without their consent.
I haven't told you the whole truth about this project. So at the centre of this documentary, plan on immersing myself in the world of deepfakes entirely by creating a video of myself.
Don't do it.
I was really worried you were going to say that.
Yeah, don't do it. This content, once it's online, you may never get this content down again.
Everything she said made sense. Once it is out there, I'm never getting it back, am I? It's just made us rethink absolutely everything.
Honestly, you're fucking getting on me last nerve the day. You got extra specially annoying when I married him. Like, he wasn't that annoying beforehand.
As I get closer to filming my deepfake sex tape...
How do you feel about breasts being shown?
Yeah, breasts are probably good.
I'm trying to overcome some of my concerns with intimacy coordinator Elle.
I don't see it being very long, Elle.
Sure thing, yeah.
I'm quite keen that I don't know if tasteful is the right word, but like I've watched a lot of this like deepfake stuff in the run-up to this, and
yeah.
It seems to be like an overarching theme that it's quite graphic and degrading, and actually I don't want it to be that at all. No. Thank you so much, Elle. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
That weirdly made me feel better. She made us feel like, you know, it was a job. It was something we were doing with a means to an end, and rather than me just sitting on my own catastrophizing, because that's how I've been
been getting in my own head and stressing myself out, which is ridiculous. Because of all the... Sorry.
Vicky holds her face between her hands.
Just really overwhelmed, and I'm trying dead hard to not, like, I suppose, get overly emotional, because I'm aware that the situation I'm in is very different to the situation that the victims are in. Does that make sense? I have consented, and the victims just don't have that same luxury.
She dabs away tears.
Sorry.
Then walks out of the room. A pigeon is perched on a spindly, bare branch of a tree in front of Big Ben. Now, a busy newsroom.
The scale of the problem is mind-boggling. On just 40 sites dedicated to deepfake abuse, over 250,000 videos were created last year alone.
Hello.
Oh, hello, hello.
In 2024, Channel 4 news presenter Kathy Newman discovered deepfake content of herself existed online.
Flipping the script today, how does that make you feel?
I'm very nervous about this, actually. I'm laughing a lot to conceal my nerves.
Well, I'm a really nice egg, I promise.
Great.
I'm going to see if she can advise me on how to cope with the fallout of releasing my sex tape.
You have experienced image abuse and deepfake AI porn firsthand. I wanted you to tell us a little bit about your experience with this.
Someone on the team came up with the idea of doing something on deepfake porn. And it was only actually in starting the research that they realised that I'd been a victim of deepfake porn as well. It kind of came as a shock to me. I had no idea. You know, I was kind of forced into all these sexual positions, that it was someone's sexual fantasy being enacted in public, you know, using my image and my face.
Would you prefer you never knew it was out there? Or do you feel empowered in a sense that you know now, Kathy?
I mean, I suppose the thing is, in my job, you know, I cover traumatic stories every day. I see traumatic images. So I'm a pretty resilient person. However, having said that, I wasn't prepared for how horrible it would be to see it.
We're actually going to produce our own deepfake of me and release that on various like social media sites.
The more you can draw attention to this issue, which is my aim in reporting on it as well, the more likely you are to get change. But it will be, I'm sure it will be really tough. I feel slightly anxious on your behalf about what you're about to do, because you've kind of unleashed something that you have no control over, really. My advice would be switch off. You know, if you can, put those images and that what's happening to you in a kind of Pandora's box and shut the lid. We're not going to succeed by brushing everything under the carpet. We've got to tackle this head on. So it's about, oh, hello. Oh, sorry, that's the rehearsal. Actually, that's really early. That's about 1/4 hour early.
I have never felt more starstruck.
I feel like even the noise gave me anxiety. Even just the jingle made me stressed. I want
Give
to finish,
a shock.
So I'm not even here.
Now Vicky is at home with her husband and dogs.
Oh, you smell nice. Have you been eating sweets? What sweets have you had?
Sports mix.
Yeah, you can tell. I love them. They're my favourite. You know that picture I sent you?
The one of you naked?
Yes. I want to put a picture of you through the same app. Basically, the interesting thing is I don't think the technology registers boy bits. Would you mind being part of that?
Absolutely fine.
You've been very nice this evening.
Very fine. I've screenshotted it, right, so I need to crop it now.
Yeah, crop it.
Right.
I'd never have to worry about you deepfaking anybody. You haven't got the fucking get up and go. Shall we have a look?
Okay, on.
The image loads and Vicky immediately closes her laptop.
So have a look.
How can you've got massive tits?
He looks like one of them fucking middle-aged divorced women who's gone on a fucking nudist holiday, I think. Is absolutely proud as punch of a new pair of tits that her ex-husband bought her.
I knew they weren't gonna know what to do with a boy's body. Isn't that? That's just all the proof we needed.
Yeah.
But this isn't technology designed to terrorise people.
Target women.
It's just to torture women.
The image showed Erkan's head with a naked female body.
Very good boy.
Image-based abuse has quadrupled in the past 8 years, and the tech is easily available online. I want to know who is responsible for the surge in this content. I've reached out to over 600 deepfake platform providers and content creators from all corners of the globe. Only one person who owns an undressing app has agreed to speak to me.
I've managed to get this one guy, who I think is based in Mexico, and he won't be on camera. He doesn't want to Skype or Zoom or anything like that, but he will answer some of my questions. I feel like a ball of rage just growing inside of us. I don't really know what to say, short of, you're a horrible little scumbag, Vern, I hate you. Don't feel like that is going to encourage him chatting to me, do you? Do you? Can I say that? I can't say that. I'm going to be a professional face.
Vicky taps on her keyboard and a message in white lettering on a black background pops up reading, "Is it ethical to undress people without their consent?" The reply in yellow reads, "This technology exists and will continue to exist regardless of any restrictions. I highly doubt that even if this technology were made illegal, it would disappear or stop being developed. Simply put, it's not ethical to do it, but it is what it is." Vicky responds, "Why do you do it? I consider that what I do is not right, but it is generating me income. If I didn't do it, someone else would."
Obviously, there's zero accountability there. He's absolutely doing a very good job here of convincing himself above anybody else that what he's doing isn't wrong.
Vicky asks, "Why does this technology only work on women?" The answer is quite simple, just like many other things throughout history and even today. The next line of text becomes highlighted. "Men's sexual desire has driven the development of technology like this, aimed at revealing a woman's body as realistically as possible. It's unfair and sexist, and in an ideal world, AI wouldn't be used for this purpose. But we don't live in a perfect world."
He seems just absolutely content to go along with it as long as it's serving a purpose for him, which is making money.
Vicky types another question. "What is the future of these apps? It is very possible that at some point we will see the first AI capable of generating a pornographic video of someone using only their photos. And I don't mean changing faces, but a video completely generated by AI."
And that, if he's saying that, like, that technology is clearly already in the works, isn't it? And I suppose that is the natural progression of what we're seeing now.
A cursor flashes on her laptop screen.
Like, where does it stop? I'm not even sure why I asked that question, but the answer has terrified us. And I wish I hadn't asked it.
The words, "It is what it is."
What chance do women have then? Like, do we just have to all accept it? Because not only is the men out there providing the service, there are so many men with the desire to see it.
Sitting cross-legged on her bed, Vicky rests her chin on her hand. It's a new day and a young white man is trying out a bed by lying flat on his back.
Oh, this is a comfy
bed. Babe, have you tried the pillow?
Oh, stop it.
That's got to be goose feather, hasn't it?
It's so good.
Unlike most sexually explicit deepfakes that get created without women's consent, today I am in control of the action.
What kind of angles are going to work?
It depends on where we put the camera.
I'm with intimacy coordinator Elle and AI consulting producer Ben, working out which positions will work with the AI.
Probably need to angle you slightly more round so that your face is slightly more full on to the camera.
And I've sourced a male actor and a female adult content creator to perform in the simulated sex scene.
God, haven't you got a nice profile? Quite frankly, if people thought I could nick a fella that looked like you, I'd be over the moon. I'd be thrilled to ribbons.
This might be a strange question.
Do I need to make any noise at all or not?
Wow. No, it's not a strange question. Do whatever feels natural and then just pair it back or add a bit more. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm ready to go if you are, for want of a better word, action.
The female performer, who's wearing a lacy bra, starts the recording on a mobile phone on a bedside table, and the man starts kissing the top of her breast. As the woman grinds on top of the man, Vicky shows the image on her tablet screen to intimacy coordinator, Elle. As the man kisses the woman's torso, Vicky, watching the footage on her screen, widens her eyes. The man continues to kiss the woman's breasts as she moves on top of him.
Ready, guys, you can cut.
Honestly, well done. That was so brilliant. The noise was perfect. Perfect level. Nailed it.
Do you know each other already?
No.
Fuck off.
They're both out.
As well, this is the closest I'll ever come into having sex with a woman. So this is amazing on so many levels.
Zara, you're brilliant. Stop. Well, hey, you'd never know. You looked dead at home.
That was absolutely nowhere near as bad as I was expecting. I did catch myself at one point going like, and I was like, what are you doing? I actually think it's going to be very believable. I'm actually very excited to see the finished product. I think that excitement will quickly dissipate and like make way for abject terror.
Now the couple are naked. Ben's working on his laptop.
An AI company have been preparing a deepfake by mapping a mask of my face onto that of the adult content creator. Meanwhile, there's been an announcement to change the legislation.
Creating sexually explicit deepfake images will become a criminal offence under new laws aimed at protecting women and girls.
I'm going to meet Professor Claire McGlynn, who's been heavily involved in efforts to change the law.
You're so chic. Can I have that in writing?
Government is moving to make creation illegal. Do you think that's going to have much effect, though?
There are real grey areas at the moment. Are there going to be loopholes allowing men to say that it was artistic or that it was just for a laugh? Because if that happens, the law will be pretty ineffective. It needs to be straightforward and consent-based so that we've got the strongest possible message that it's unacceptable and therefore that the big tech companies need to take steps to act.
What should these big tech giants like Google and Meta and everything, what should they be doing?
Instagram is making a lot of money at the moment from advertising nudify apps. They could stop that. Google is still returning searches for like how to nudify someone. They could make it harder to find this material.
Why do you think blokes do it? I've wrestled with this question so much.
Well, I think young boys are seeing these adverts for nudify apps, so they're just thinking this is normal and this is acceptable, and that's on us. We have not done enough to make it clear that this is wrong, and this law can be the start of that process.
At home.
They're not for you, sir.
Hey.
Excuse me. Very naughty doggy.
Back at home, and the finished deepfake has arrived.
Yeah, I do. Maybe we should just have it ripped.
Yeah, let's just do it.
The deep fake footage.
Shit.
Is there sound?
There is sound.
The entirely convincing footage seems to show Vicky having sex with the man.
That's real, isn't it?
In a POV shot, the man squeezes the fake Vicky's bare breast.
Oh, shit.
That's my face.
It's worse, that one out.
That facial's really aggressive. Do you think people are going to believe that to me?
It's a very, very good fake.
But that's sort of what we want.
I know, but obviously, like, as your husband, yeah. And as a man, no one wants
No, I'm
even
not.
A fake sex, regardless of it's fake or not, yeah. You don't want a sex tape of your missus being sent around and people talking about it, do you know what I mean? So it's not...
No, I know.
It's not ideal at all.
Vicky to one of her dogs.
Come on, son. Come on, son.
Erkan is hiding upstairs because he has seen enough. It's been, like, dead hard on him. Because, no, I didn't force him to come to the fucking premiere.
Vicky Patterson, celeb sex tape leak. Dot, dot, dot.
I feel a bit sweaty behind the knees and my tummy's gone funny, but I'm trying so hard not to be self-indulgent because this is so much bigger than me. I'm just going to post it because I don't want to talk myself out of it. I'm going to post it. You ready? It's gone. Posted it.
She's posted it to X.
I'm not going to look. I'm just going to let the internet do its fucking creepy thing.
An upstairs light is switched off. Now, daytime.
My sex tape has now been online for 3 days.
The reaction to the deepfake has been quite divisive. A lot of people, you know, saying they weren't aware of this form of technology and they're really pleased I'm talking about it. Victims actually reaching out and saying it's happened to them. You know, they're happy I'm using my platform and stuff, but also some charities who just aren't quite as on board as we would have liked. So I just hope when they see everything else that we've done outside of the deepfake, maybe their opinion will change. I don't know what I thought people, how I thought people would react, but listen, I hope it's real and there's a longer version. Such a sexy slut. Has it been deleted? Where's the full video? Someone send me the link. Dirty bitch. Why did you do it, Vicky, fucking on the internet?
I'm in a unique position because I've released my own deepfake, but this is not the case for actual victims of this type of abuse. So I'm going to speak to a takedown company who specialise in removing harmful content from the internet.
Hi.
Hey. Hello,
I'm Vicky.
Hi, Gilvanas, nice to
Gilvanas,
see you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Anna.
Hi, Anna, I'm Vicky, nice to meet you. Should I just take a seat here, is that okay?
Yes, go ahead.
That's amazing. If somebody wasn't going to use your company to get this type of content taken down, what other avenues could they explore?
They literally have to find the complaint forms, whether it's Google, whether it's, you know, Meta platforms, whether it's Twitter, and to follow, you know, the suggested steps by the platform.
If you're a victim of this, you don't have, like, days and weeks to wait for these huge tech giants, these social media companies, whatever, to get back to you, because every second is hell.
That's why we built AI into our system. If a regular internet user would have to do the same thing on their own, they would probably spend weeks for that, while our system, AI-powered system, can do this in just a few minutes.
You said that your company, like, scrapes the internet. Do you guarantee that you'll get rid of everything, or is that not something you can offer?
I'd say, like, 4 out of 5 times we're able to take down the, you know, the infringement entirely. But the person that creates the video can always keep it on, you know, an external drive.
I asked the company to do what they call a scrape using my name to see if there's any explicit material of me hidden on the web.
We do have some.
So this is of me?
Yes, we found quite a lot of results.
These are gonna be shocking. You just have, you know, to prepare yourself.
1,700 of them.
1,711 pages? No.
Links.
Links.
Individual links.
Is this number quite normal?
It's quite high for someone like you who doesn't actually do explicit content. Yeah, we found some pretty disturbing content where your pictures are involved in a sexual act. Do we wanna play it?
Yeah.
Vicky looks repulsed by blurred out footage.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
I didn't know. Like, I thought there was just like my. I thought we were just gonna take down my deepfake today. And I somewhat naively didn't know there was more. The shock of realizing there's something out there of you that you didn't consent to, it is still surprising.
We'll get it down for you, don't worry.
Thank you. Can I have a second? Is that okay? You guys are great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
While not deep fakes, finding online images of men masturbating under pictures of me was deeply troubling.
I was blindsided by the news that there was existing content of me already created. How can you not be?
My first thought was, is that my fault because I put pictures of myself in a bikini on my Instagram? Even after everything I know, all these brilliant and amazing, powerful women I've spoken to, I went and fucking blamed myself first. That's how deep the conditioning is, isn't it? And I'm now mad at myself for feeling like that. And then I'm mad at men, and I know it's not all men, but for some reason that's where my brain goes, this great big sweeping generalization that I know isn't healthy. And now I'm just crying and overwhelmed again, and I hate myself for being for crying and being overwhelmed when I should be this, like, present a face documentary person, but I'm not actually. I'm just a person, and I feel really fucking sad. I feel angry.
Vicky has joined a protest march. One of the many banners being held up reads, "It's not for us to have shame. It's for them." Giselle Pellico. My choice!